The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And we have been bringing before you the ABC of the Word of God, or the ABC of the Gospel. And we're going to look now at the B of the Gospel. And certainly we can say we have good news for you. However, it is essential to learn my true state before God before I am prepared to accept the good news. And if you were to turn to the book of Numbers 32, and verse 23, you would read there an amazing statement, I tell you, that has stirred many a soul and has made many a person to flee from the wrath to come and to be in a hurry to get to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is what it says. Be sure your sin will find you out. Oh, to someone, I wouldn't think that would be very good news. Well, now, there are some things that you can hide. And you can successfully hide from those who are nearest and dearest to you. However, there's one thing you cannot possibly hide, and that is your sins. Those sins that you regard maybe as secret sins, and sins that you wouldn't think of revealing to anyone upon the face of the earth. But listen, there's one who knows all about it. There's one who knows you, who knows every act that you have ever committed. And notwithstanding the fact you have sinned against God with a high hand, and He warns you in advance, be sure your sin will find you out. Now we're coming to you with something that we believe ought to be of real interest. And this is the remedy for what you are not exactly responsible for. Now we mean when we say that. You see, the fact that you are born into this world a sinner, you are not responsible for. You are, however, responsible to God if you remain at a distance from Him, and if you remain in your sins and sin against Him with a high hand, you will be held responsible. But what you are being held responsible for is whether or not you receive or refuse what God has given. You are a responsible creature. After all, you see, we differ from anything else that God has created. We differ from the birds, we differ from the animal creation. They move by instinct, but you see, man has a will. And so God appeals to you, and He appeals to that will of yours. And so you have the opportunity of hearing, believing, receiving, and having your sins put away. And let me tell you that now, since the work is accomplished, it is entirely up to you. But let's look now a little bit further at the B of the good news of the Gospel. Now, if you happen to have your Bible right handy, you turn, please, to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, and read there, if you will, at verse 38. Now, in case you do not have your Bible handy, just make a notation of this passage or these passages and look them up at your leisure. Now, this is how it reads. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Now, if ever there's a passage in the Word of God that contains good news, this is it. Contains the best possible news. And it is something that is to be declared. It is something that is to be made known. And that's how the Apostle Paul opens up. And you know, this is embodied in an address. It was a masterpiece that he delivered. And he said a great deal about sin. And then he had something to say about God's remedy for sin. For you see, after all, just merely to remind a person of the fact that he or she is a sinner and provide no remedy would leave that soul in a fearful plight. But after Paul brings before them guilt and sin, and then he tells of God's rich provision, the remedy for sin, and then he tells them how it can be made good in their hearts and in their souls, and we're telling you how it could be made good in your life, in your heart, and in your soul. Listen to it. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached or proclaimed the forgiveness of sins. Now, forgiveness of sins is not in baptism. Forgiveness of sins is not in reformation or making pledges or resolutions to God. Where is forgiveness then? Well, let the verse explain it. It says that through this man, the man Christ Jesus, is preached or proclaimed unto you the forgiveness of sins, and this is how it becomes yours right quickly now. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things for which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. God help you to trust him today for his name's sake. Amen.